Hello everyone, it's Andrea Shear with Superhero Life, and I am here with Rochelle Mee Chapman, who, among other things, has a really beautiful retreat coming up called Soul Sisters, which will be in Portland, Oregon, October 25th through 27th this year. And I wanted to talk to her because I'm inspired by this idea of gathering women who, I think you said, you're going to have to maybe be more specific with me about this because I just it was on your site and I loved it. It's, you know, gathering women who care about beauty and connection and being genuine with each other, something like that. And I was so touched by that. And the tone of this retreat just feels so safe and beautiful and genuine. So what inspired you to create this?
Oh, well, first of all, thank you. I'm glad that tone is coming across as we invite people to the gathering, because what inspired me to create this is that for a long time I've been sort of tribalist. I grew up in a really conservative religious setting, so that was my tribe for a long time, and it was like Sundays morning and night, and Wednesday evenings, and midweek potlucks, and I had all these points of connection with a tribe of people. And then when I sort of transitioned out of that, I felt really lonely. And as I started doing writing and life coaching online for people who were looking for right fit spirituality and women who are trying to kind of weave their creativity and their spirituality and their self-care all together, I realized a lot of women feel really lonely, even though we have this sort of online way of connecting. We don't have very many opportunities to like just really sit across the table from each other. And so after years of like talking to people online and coaching and working with other colleagues and kind of creating all these virtual connections, I just felt like it's time for us to meet in real life and sort of step into our power of naming and creating our own circles.
That's so beautiful. In the Bay Area, I find that, you know, there's a lot of people that I would consider tribe right here in the Bay Area. But I know that for a lot of people, they're not living maybe in a big city. Maybe they're living somewhere, you know, a little bit more rural, and it's harder for them to find, you know, their people, their kindred spirits where they are.
Yeah, I find especially if people who are living on the coastal cities usually have more opportunities to connect. And I think there's a lot of diversity of thought in those places, so you can kind of find the people that share your core values. But if you're living in, you know, maybe you're living in a more conservative neighborhood, or you're living in a more isolated way, or a lot of people that I talk to online also have sort of chronic conditions that they're dealing with, maybe fibro or migraines or different things like this, and that can be really isolating too, if the clubs and the churches and the communities around you demand kind of a high commitment level, like you have to show up every week or twice a week. Mm-hmm. It can be really hard if you're physically restricted, and then if you're sort of ideologically outside of your norm of where you live, then it's hard to connect around values. So I think that's one thing that sort of the blogosphere, right? Like you and I started blogging really back in the day when kind of it was new, and that blogosphere thing has created a lot of connections for people who are limited in their in real life connections, but who are eager for community. So I'm curious to see, like, okay, what happens if we all meet, you know, once or twice a year in a sort of a retreat like gathering? Can we create connections for like local meetups? You know, what will naturally spin out of women spending time together?
Yeah, well, my experience has been when I've gone to retreats is that those connections are real. Those people that you feel connected to maybe online, they're really lovely people. I've learned that my intuition is pretty right on when it comes to that. And maybe I go to a retreat and, you know, there's, or a conference and there's hundreds of people there, but if I make one genuine connection that I can take home with me, it's, you know, it's gold.
Yeah, I was really thinking, been really thinking a lot lately. I went to the World Domination Summit the last 3 years, and which I always think a boy definitely named that event. But
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
basically a gathering of people who are interested in sort of game-changing ways of living. And I met in real life a handful of people that I'd been connected with online, like Rachel Cole was there and Tara Gentile, and just, people that I admired and worked with online but hadn't ever met face to face. And then I also got to see some old friends like Jen Lemon and Kelly Ray Roberts. We got to see each other face to face. And having that in real life connection kind of, it's not that the online connections, there's a real there in the online community. I don't agree with people who say that it's not real connection online, because it can be. But it's kind of like turns up the volume, turns up the color when you can meet in real life. And so since I got to meet those people at that event, now a number of them are, I call them my co-conspirators. Like, we're conspiring together to make this Soul Sisters event with, really great opportunities to learn and to renew. And our tagline is gather, learn, laugh. So we're trying to do those three things together. And I don't think we would work together at this level of community building if we hadn't had that opportunity to meet in real life.
Yeah, I agree. It makes a big difference. I'm
It
curious
really
though,
does.
so I love what you said about, there is a there. Those connections that we're making online are with really awesome people who are real and they're real and those connections are real. And I find maybe it's because I've been online for so long. I've had an online business for 13 years and I've been blogging for more than 10 years. I feel like, oh my God, I can't, like, I have to create more real life in-person experiences to balance that out because it doesn't nourish me in a deep way. Like, it nourishes me in a more superficial way. Not that those people are superficial, but do you understand?
Well, you can only, I don't even want to say deep, because like I have an online community called Flock. It's a soul care community, and it's small. There's maybe 40, 50 people in it. And the ones that are active on the site, they really do share deeply. So it's not that you can't make deep connections online, but there's just a different tenor to it. There's a different flavor or a different color to online connection than to in real life connection. And I feel like I definitely appreciate both. And the sort of the broader our online worlds get, I think then the more we need that in real life touchstone to kind of
That's
ground
true.
us in like, these are real people, these. I can shake your hand, I can give you a hug, I can see what kind of jewelry you like wearing, I can, like, there's just a different way of connecting in real life
Yeah, I think you're
than
right. No, it's so
online.
true. Yeah, it's true. I mean, you definitely, in my courses as well, in the communities that have formed around my courses, we are going deep and people, continue to communicate with each other and share and go off and have great friendships. I guess for me personally, I'm just after all these years and the isolation of parenting small children, I'm just craving this in-person thing that you're creating so much more than ever before. It's like I just want, like, I can do the isolated parenthood thing, for several months if I know that I'm leaving for a weekend and I'm going to see my, my women, my people, and we can, I can fill up.
And like, I noticed that in July you did your story bowl, where you met with women for a meal and passed around a bowl. It's little storytelling prompts in it. And I think, I mentioned that on my Facebook page yesterday, and a couple of my local people were like, yes, we have to do that. Because I think we are all valuing our online connection, but we're also recognizing our physical isolation and wanting more physical contact with the people that we care about and who inspire us,
Yes, exactly. So I have a question for you. So what about people who are like, yeah, that sounds great, but I have some social anxiety. I have that, it triggers me to walk into the lunchroom. It's like that, you know, you walk into the retreat eating area and all of a sudden you're back at junior high school in the cafeteria. What do you recommend for people who feel nervous about it?
Well, one thing that I'm trying to do is that our registration time on Friday evening is in a really small room, and it's like a wide open time of registration, so it won't be everybody in the room all at once. Like, you won't have to walk into the main room and face, you know, 60 people or 100 people. You'll just be able to see that there's just a handful of people there. And then we have a little way of interacting that's going to let people start introducing and sharing stories. And then also, like, something that I recommend is, like, I'm going to this meetup in a couple weeks here in Seattle with Danielle Laporte, who intimidates the hell out of me. And I know her tribe is, like, powerhouse people, right? Like, they're all really gutsy. And so I, like, put on that page, on the registration page on their Facebook, like, I like to have a handhold when I go to this. Who's going? Someone want to carpool with me? And people can do that on our Soul Sisters event page too. Like, just say, I need to know who's going. So I have one person that I can look for and say, you look for me and I'll look for you, and we'll hold hands. And even at WDS this year, I was at a meetup and Liz was there, Liz Lamoureux, and I actually just intuitively just reached for her hand in this big crowd of people. And I don't, you know, we don't know each other that well or anything. And she leaned over and said, sometimes I have to hold someone's hand too. You know? So I definitely get that overwhelm of being in a big group and just try to create little like entry points for people so that it's a little less overwhelming.
Yeah, I get that.
Just to recognize we all feel the same way, right?
Like, yeah. Yes.
That junior high story, like, lots of people resonate. We're all in the same boat.
Yeah. We are all in the same boat. And we're all, like, holding that question of, like, do I belong here? Are these my people? Am I safe?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
It's true.
And one thing that I noticed, you know, with these Story Bowl events, for example, is that having a structured way to be together is actually so much easier for me and for most people, I would assume, than just like party chit-chat and making small talk. So that's one of the things that I'm really enjoying about the Story Bowl event is that we're there with a sort of a specific purpose, and there's a structure, and like, okay, we're going to play this game, and, you know, we're going to go around, and each person's going to take a turn sharing. And so you don't have to sit. It just bypasses the need for, like, the small talk, chit-chat, what do you do kind of thing. And I think a retreat setting is great that way, too, because it's different than just going to a party. It's like there is a structure, there is a purpose, there is a schedule, you know?
Yeah.
I think there's something to kind of rest in.
I like, too, when there are sharing opportunities but not required sharing, you know, so that, like, and one thing, like, if you have a story prompt, for instance, you don't have to share your most intimate story.
Right.
You could share a silly story. You could share, you know, something you heard on the radio. Like, it doesn't, I like it when there's levels of invitation. You know, and with the retreat setting, when we have these workshops, like, they're all, like, one of my requirements with my co-conspirators is, like, can we really have interaction, please, in every workshop that has multiple levels of invitation? So, like, let's not, I went to this one once where everybody was required to share, like, really deep things with these people that had just walked into a room together, you know?
Oh, wow.
And it just shut down the conversation.
Yeah.
See if it's, like, a reappropriate invitation to participate. And I know that all the teachers that are coming are really gifted at that because I've seen them all teach firsthand.
Yeah.
So you're not just sitting there getting talked to, but you're also not being required to, like, instantly dive deep with people that you don't know. It's like a comfortable level of invitation.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it sounds so lovely. Is there anything else that you want to share about it? It sounds like a dreamy place to go.
Well, it's in Portland. It's at the McMenamins Edgefield Lodge, which is, it used to be a farm, and over the years it's been like a work farm for people who were out of work during the Great Depression. It's been a care home for elderly people, and now it's this kind of funky lodge with, it has a winery and a brewery and a spa with a big hot pool, like not a hot tub, but like an actual gigantic hot pool. And so it's like just a really comfortable place to be with this great history of being a place where people were served and cared for, which I like a lot.
Beautiful.
And then our teaching is split into two things. There's sort of, there's a set of creativity courses. So like you can learn about photography with Vivian McMaster, or you can learn about poetry with Liz Lamoureux. And then there's also like soul care things where Rachel Cole is going to come teach on the well-fed woman, which I think all of us struggle with, like how do we feed ourselves emotionally so that the other ways we feed ourselves make sense. And
yeah,
Kelly Ray Roberts is coming just to host a chat. So I feel like it's that, I don't know about you, but as a mom, I have this one-two need. Like, I need to feed myself creatively and have a chance to play creatively. Mm-hmm. And I also need to, like, I want to learn something new and soul healing, you know, and, like, expand and grow. So I feel like the classes are a good balance that way.
Sounds amazing. Well, and I could just tell, you know, clearly this is really important to me, just the tone of it just feels like you're attracting the right people, or not just the right people, like the people that I'd like to hang out with. it just sounds very really full of love and very real. Like there's going to be a lot of real sharing and fun and play and all of it. I'm very excited to hear how it goes.
Oh, good. Thank you. I'm so glad that that's coming across, because, you know, that's my intention for it, that the things that we value together are, we want to live intentionally, we want to live beautifully, we want to tap into our creativity, and we want to be joyful, but, like, in an honest and real way, like, not...
Exactly.
You know? And so
yeah.
I feel like the right people will come, and the group that's already gathering is, I recognize names and I recognize faces, and I'm excited to meet everyone in real life.
Well, thank you so much for chatting about it with me, and I hope my superhero community will join you as well.
Yes, we would
thank
love
you,
to
Rachel.
Have them and create
Yay.
This new group.
Yeah, so
you,
I will leave
Andrea.
All of the information about, you know, getting more details and registering below this interview. Thank you so much, Rachel.
Thank you. It's so nice to be able to talk with you.
Yeah, you too.